It's good to be back in the house of the Lord tonight.
We
wanted to be here, Brother Taylor, for Wednesday night, but we just couldn't make it. We didn't get away in time, and even though I wanted to with all my heart, that I just couldn't be here. I wanted to be here Tuesday night for the men's meeting. I always look forward to that. I didn't make it. But the death over in Olive Branch has really changed the people. We spoke of judgment falling in that area, and some of them did not believe. The Bible said, "Who hath believed our report?" And some of them did not believe, Brother Al. But even Brother Delmer was so alarmed in talking with him this time, he said, "Brother Pike, I think," he said, "this is the filth funeral that he's either preached or had part in the last few weeks." And numbers of them are in their own home and in their own surroundings there. And judgments has really hit. Things have really happened. And they've broken down and people have opened their homes. And it's like it was, Brother Gonzalez, when you and I come through there years and years ago. And it's altogether different. People are hungry and they want God. And we had spoke of the church over in Memphis going dead, that it would go dead and God would move Brother Calvin and the others out. And some of them didn't believe it, but God did just exactly that. And Brother Delmer had a vision. And he said, "Brother Pike, God actually showed me that the church went dead." Said it actually did, said or died. And said, "I went to Brother David and told him," said Brother David, "said this church is dead." Said, "God showed me the vision, it's dead." And David told him, said, "Well, just don't tell the people about it." And sure enough, it died, just died out. And then shortly after this, well, we spoke of God using Brother Delmer to resurrect the church. That there was a changeover from one message to another. Brother Terrell's message had been in there. And sure enough, Brother Delmer told me on this trip, said, "Brother Pike," said, "just about the time that you was over here," said, "it has happened just that way. From the time that you was over here," and said, "we've had as high, when I was over there, they had maybe four or five coming or something like that and was having trouble with them, just a very few." And he said, "we've gone up to about 500. And said, "it has really happened, like he said." And God was blessing, and he said, "and it's obvious that it has been a change from Brother Terrell's message, that they're leaving off with that, and it's changing over." He said, "it's changing over." And even Brother Terrell coming in for this next meeting, he said, "I feel there's going to be a great disappointment when he comes in here because the people are turning away from that." So then, not to reproach Brother Terrell's ministry, because I think he's done some wonderful things, but just according to the vision that God showed us, things is changing, making a change. There's nothing that I can do, or Brother Terrell, or anybody else. God does what he wants to whenever he gets ready. Praise God. But I praise the Lord. And strangely enough, I went over to one of these services while I was there, and the man was preaching. The thing that he preached on that night was Lazarus, and by now he stinketh. And Lazarus come forth and told the people that they was Lazarus. So that pretty well proved the death and the resurrection of the church. So many things happen, and things that we feel that had to do with Revelation, and I'm sure that you've already seen them and have no need to be told of them, but I just thought I'd share those few things with you. And I really enjoyed it. The whole trip, I enjoyed it. A lot of sorrow, but I enjoyed the trip knowing that God was doing something for the church. But I'm always glad, Brother Jimmy, to get back to the church. I'm always glad. I always look forward to getting back to the church. Ruth said, "Your people shall be my people. Where you live, I'll live. Where you die, I'll die." God's people are always my people, and I love to be with them. Praise God. If you love the Lord, say amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to read a little bit from over in chapter 17. If you've got your Bibles, I want to read a little bit. Chapter 17, St. John. "These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, in Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in thee, in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. I want to dwell on a few thoughts here tonight, if I can. Jesus here in the second verse, he's praising God because God has given him power over all flesh. Now, I believe that without me saying anything tonight, that all of you understand that the trouble with the church today is that there is too much flesh manifested in the pulpit and in the congregation. That there is too many rituals and too many things that pertain to the flesh, too much intellectual reasoning for us to have the real power of God. I have found that when people are ignorant, that God seems to work better with people. When people are intellectual, it seems that they have trouble believing in the supernatural. It seems like they have to figure out everything with a carnal mind. And they have to have an intellectual definition of it. And because of this, it seems to hinder their faith, Brother Gonzalez. But the Bible said on the day of Pentecost that the people took notice that these men who were ignorant fishermen had been with God. I said these men
were ignorant fishermen, but the Bible said they took notice that they had been with God. Hallelujah. Paul made the statements that I count all of my learning as dung. Amen. He said, I'm not ignorant. As far as being educated, Paul said, I'm educated and I understand these things. But he said, one thing I understand is that all that I understand should be treated as dung. I said, one of the greatest understandings he ever got was that his understanding was no good and he needed to get rid of it. Amen. Now, if they got any seminaries anywhere that'll teach you what you don't need is education, then I'm for it. Build them all over the country. Amen. But everything that I find in college and in school and these things are an enemy to God. For the Bible said the carnal mind is enmity to God. They that are in the flesh cannot please God. The Bible said they cannot please God because their intellectual and their intellectual ability is contrary to the supernatural. Amen. So the Bible said, are not these ignorant fishermen? Are not these Galileans? But the Bible said they took notice that they'd been with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, what about our example? Well, what about him? Jesus never went to college. He never went to seminary. I said, our example, if you want to follow in his steps, the Bible said he never done those things. Amen. They said, how is it you know letters never having learned? Amen. Never having learned. The Bible said he never did learn. So then there's our example, my brother and my sister. There is our example. Like Moses. Moses spent many years down there learning the ways of Pharaoh. The Bible said he was learning all the ways of Pharaoh. And a great man of God one time said it took 40 more years in the wilderness to get it out of him after it took 40 years to get it in him. Amen. After 40 years of putting it in him, had to take another 40 years out there to get it out of him. Amen. I believe it. I believe it with my heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. You say, well, what did God learn it to him for? So he knew it wasn't right when he got down there and wasn't getting tangled with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody said, what do you need education for? One thing's the only thing I could think of it being good to you. And I said, no, it wasn't no good. Amen. After you get it, you find out it's counterfeit. And then when you get around it, you won't get entangled with it and you'll help others to stay away from it. Praise God. That's the only thing I know, Brother Taylor. Amen. Brother Frank Taylor, about 5-6 years of college, said there's one thing about it. Said if he ever had any children, said he'll see that they didn't go to college. Amen. Praise God. Brother John Jameson, back here with a BA degree, told me, said there's one thing I've learned. He said people that go to college don't learn nothing. Amen. He said just cause to get a degree, said that don't mean nothing. Amen. I believe with all of my heart that they that are born of God, the Bible said they are of a good understanding. All of them, hallelujah. They don't have to have an education. The Bible said they are of a good understanding. You say, Brother Pike, can you prove that? The Bible said they have the minds of Christ. And God, here in his word, said all that he made known to Christ Jesus, he made known to them. Jesus said, everything that my Father has made known to me, I've made known unto you. Amen. That's the best education you could get. Hallelujah. So then God wants us to have power over the flesh. Jesus had power over the flesh. That's right. He had power over the flesh. He wanted to glorify God. Why is it that the Bible said not many mighty men are called? When men are educated, this is what the Bible refers to as a mighty man. That's right. That's what God calls a mighty man in the world. And the Bible said not many mighty men are called. Why? Because God can't get the glory for it. My brother, if you've got a big degree of some kind, and you get out here and you do anything in the world, somebody will come along and say, well, shouldn't he have done it? He spent 5 years in college. We expect him to do it. Amen. Say he's a doctor of divinity. Why not? We expected of him. Didn't we teach him? And who gets the glory? Man gets the glory. Take a little ignorant fisherman, glory to God, that don't know nothing, and then he gets up there and something begins to come out holy. They take notice that he's been with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. They say there's something to that. We know that feller. Amen. He's a carpenter's son. That's right. He belongs to the painter. That's right. He's a carpenter. Praise God. He's an ignorant fisherman. We know him. Amen. He ain't got no education. He hasn't been to college. But where did he get such a great wisdom, they said. Said he spake like man never spake before. Amen. Praise God. What is it? It's the wisdom of God that cometh from above, my brother. Amen. If you have a college education, I want to tell you something. You can be a great instrument to God. Not many mighty are called. And I'm going to tell you, you've got a very little chance of making it in. I'm going to tell you that unless you can get away from your intellectual ability. I'm telling you, just exactly like it is.
Amen.
Amen. The carnal mind's imitative to God.
Amen.
Praise God. A lot of times I hear you up here when I give you a chance to testify. You get up here and justify yourself and with your carnal reasoning place the blame where it don't belong and justify the flesh. That's what I'm preaching on tonight. Power over the flesh.
Amen.
That's the carnal mind. It seeks the will of the flesh, my brother.
Amen.
Amen. It seeks houses. It seeks land. It seeks earthly treasures. It seeks self-justification.
Amen.
But God denies himself.
Amen.
He's a lamb. He lays himself on the altar. He doesn't try to defend himself. The Bible said when he was reviled, he did not revile again.
Amen.
But as a lamb led to the slaughter, hallelujah. He went before the enemy. Praise God. And he took the beatings. He took everything that they laid upon him like a dove, like a lamb. He opened not his mouth. Hallelujah. But if you've got a good education, that's all right. You can really be a great thing in the hands of God like Paul was. That's right. You say, how can I do it? By saying that education I got is nothing but dung. My intellectual ability. My reasoning. It's nothing but dung.
Amen.
I'm determined to know nothing among you save Christ and Him crucified.
Amen.
Paul said, I come not to you in the wisdom of men's word,
right.
Speech, that your faith stand not in the wisdom of the world, because that's a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. But he said, in the demonstration of the Spirit, in the power of the Holy Ghost, amen.
Amen.
He said, howbeit, we do speak wisdom. Amen. To them that are learned in God. For he said, the gospel is the power of God.
Amen.
Unto salvation to everyone that believes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That means by just believing this word, you can turn it into your need.
Amen.
You can turn it into your need. You say, Brother Pike, I got cancer. There's a scripture that says, by his stripes you were healed.
Amen.
Amen. You can turn it into spirit, my brother. He said, my words are spirit, and they are life. And you can turn it into spirit. The Bible said it'll be health to your flesh. Jesus had power over the flesh. Amen. It can be health to your flesh if you can believe. If you've got cancer, then all you've got to do is take God's words of life. Amen, and believe what God has said about it in His precious Word. It doesn't matter what's wrong with you. If you're bound with a devil of evil, whether it be a devil of laziness, a devil of lust, a devil of rebellion, a devil of resentment, a devil of hardness, a devil of covetousness, a devil of selfishness, my brother, sister, you can have deliverance. You can have deliverance. Glory to God. I don't know but one ministry, and that's a deliverance ministry. I don't know but one gospel. And that's the power of God unto salvation. Hallelujah. The words of God is the power of God. You can take this gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. You know what the word salvation means? Look it up. It means deliverance. It's the power of God unto deliverance, whether it be for your soul, for your spirit, for your mind, or whatever it is, whatever your problem is. If you can't pay your bills, the Bible said, my God shall supply all of your needs according to His riches in glory. Amen. All you got to do is believe the gospel. Turn it into your daily needs. Hallelujah. Turn it into your daily needs. If you're sick in the body, the Bible said, by His stripes you're healed. All you got to do is turn it into your need, my brother and sister.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you're oppressed, if your heart is troubled, all you got to do is believe the word of God, for it said, let not your heart be troubled. If you've got fear in your heart, the Bible said perfect love cast out fear. Amen. It said, let not your heart be afraid.
Amen.
Believe in the gospel. Believe in the gospel. Somebody said, I'm so afraid, Brother Pike, that I just can't hold out. That's exactly right. That's the best decision you ever made in your life, is that you can't hold out. That's the best thing that ever happened to you, is when you suddenly come to realize that you can't do it.
Amen.
You say, what have I got to do? Hold on. I said, just hold on. Christ can hold out. You just hold on. That's all he wants you to do, is just hold on. Amen. Glory to God. Peter thought he could really do the job. He said, Lord, let everybody do what they want to. But he said, I'll hold out. Jesus said, Peter, you're going to deny me. He said, you're going to deny me just as quick as the cross comes and things begin to get hard. He said, Peter! He said, you're going to be the one to deny me. Amen. When the cross really come, Peter began to curse. Began to deny that he knew the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He found out that he wasn't any match for the devil. He found out it was going to take God. Amen. And Jesus looked upon Peter and said, Peter, I prayed for you. I prayed for you. Isn't that wonderful? Somebody said, now, Brother Pike, if Jesus had prayed for me, I could have made it right through. Amen. Well, right here in the Bible, I read it tonight. He said, Lord, I not only pray for Peter, James and John and these, but every one, God, that shall believe on them through their word, Lord, or on me. Amen. You believe on him through their words. This is their words. They wrote this. They testified of it. I pray for Brother John Kynes. Glory to God. Jesus prayed a special prayer for you, John, that your faith fail not. Amen. Brother Jimmy prayed a special prayer for you, that your faith fail not. Glory to God. When you feel like you can't make it and your prayers can't get through, say, there's one thing about it. Glory to God. Father, you heard Jesus' prayer. You heard your son's prayer, Father. It's sufficient. Amen. If I can't get mine through, I know you'll hear his. Glory to God. Father, he prayed for me. I said, he prayed for me. Amen. And I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. Hallelujah. If the bills is getting too big for you, just remember Jesus prayed for you. You say, what did he pray for me? He prayed, Father, supply his needs according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. If you're sick and about to die, Jesus prayed for you. Amen. You say, Brother Pike, what did he pray? He prayed, Father, forgive all of his iniquity. Heal all of his diseases.
Amen.
He prayed for you. Glory to God, Jesus prayed for you. You can make it, my brother, if you want to make it. If you're willing to make it. If you're willing to stand up in the face of the enemy and say, glory to God, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. Hallelujah, I'm going to make it. Lord of God, when you say it, mean it and believe it. Somebody say, you mean that, Brother Pike? You better believe I mean that with all of my heart. Glory to God, my friend, by the grace of God, I'm going to make it. Why? Because he prayed for me. And I got confidence in his prayers. Brother Boss, I got confidence in his prayers. Hallelujah. See faith leaping up in Brother Boss's heart back there. I got confidence in his prayers. He prayed for me. I'm going to make it because he prayed for me. Amen. Hallelujah. God is trying to give us power over the flesh. He's trying his best, my brother, my sister, to give us power over flesh, but we got to work with him. We got to work. Quit justifying yourself now. Quit making excuses. Amen. The Bible said you're without excuse. Quit making excuses. Just look the thing right in the face like it is and say, God, God, I'm just a failure. That's all it is to it. I might as well to admit the thing. I failed you, God.
Amen.
Amen. And I want to get up and be a man. I want to get up and be a real woman. I want to face life like it is. I want to be a real man or woman, a real boy or girl. Some of you boys and girls, you're old enough to stand up for God. Somebody said, well, I'm too young. Jesus, at the age of 12 years old, was about his Father's business. He was a human being just like you, a human being. But he was concerned about the eternal things. He was concerned, and one day, because he was, all of the other was added unto him. Hallelujah. And he said, Father, I'm coming into some glory. Glory to God. He said, one day, I'm going to sit on the throne. And said, all of these that seen me in my poverty, I want them to see me in my glory. Bring them over and let them see me beholding my glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know what he said in the book of Revelation? I'm going to try to close you. You know what he said in the book of Revelation? He said, them that overcome, I will make you a ruler over the nations with a rod of iron. Not just Jesus. But he said to every one of you that overcome, I will give you a rod of iron. And I will cause you to rule over the nations and break them into pieces, he said. Amen. Just like you take a rod and bust the pottery. Amen. Said break them into pieces. Think about that. Don't you think that's worth giving up something here for? To be a ruler over the nations? You say, Brother Pike, what nations? Don't you see the nations out there? How would you feel today if the president come down and say, boy, you've been chosen to be supreme ruler over all the world? How would you feel? How would you feel? I'd say, glory to God. Always did want to see everybody worship Jesus. I'd set everything in motion. I'd say, right away, glory to God, we're going to shut down the plants. We're going to stop the wars and everything. And have a glory, hallelujah, celebration of Jesus Christ. Everybody in the whole world. Glory to God. Amen. If it took a day, if it took a week, if it took a month, if it took a year, we just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One day we're going to do it. Brother Al, one day we're going to do it. When old Brother Al Gonzalez one day raises up the rod and says, praise God, it's going to be like this. God will say, amen, so be it, Brother Gonzalez. Amen. Everybody running through the kingdom. Amen, glory to God, so be it. Amen, glory to God, so be it. Brother Gonzalez said it. Brother Gonzalez said it. Brother Gonzalez said it. Amen. Cause the nations to respond to it. That's right. That's the way they done back in the Old Testament. When a king declared something, they took off running. That's right. You say, Brother Pike, you talk like that's a fairy tale, but that's the truth. That's the truth. You don't believe that's the truth? Read in the book of Revelations. Hallelujah. Now then, I want you to stand with me. I appreciate you being here tonight. I didn't mean to keep you so long. I just felt like exhorting you a little bit. I think we need more power over the flesh, brothers and sisters. And the only power I know of is the gospel. That's the only thing I know. And so we need power over the flesh. Power. It is only one power, and that's the power of God. Amen. So we need that power. And I want us to get a hold of ourselves. Really get a hold of ourselves. Hallelujah. Get a hold of our minds. And really do something for God, my brother and my sister. Hallelujah.